You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live. Just saying, featuring conversations on love, sex, and relationships from three sassy ladies. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, Just Saying.
Hey y'all, good evening. It's Friday night. Welcome to Just Saying. I'm Diane Valentine. I am your host tonight. Thank you for joining us for another Friday night happy hour session. That's right, me and your other two favorite girlfriends are here to give your Friday night some extra sizzle, you know? Let me introduce you to my other co-hosts and two of my best friends. To my left, the beautiful, the amazing, the very svelte, Mrs. April Daniels.
Hello, everybody. Hey, ladies.
And next to April, the very beautiful, the LA virgin, our black Barbie doll, Miss Jennifer Williams.
Hi.
Hey, the LA virgin. I love that.
Right?
I mean, I haven't had sex since I've been in LA, so that's pretty accurate.
Yes, you are really, literally the LA virgin.
We're going to change that, don't you, right?
Well, I'm going to tell you, from the looks of your selfies, I don't even know how that's possible.
I'm trying to get somebody to slide in my DMs, but it just don't be happening.
Well, we have seen some of the tweets from your followers.
Oh, yeah.
And they are a
Balls
bit racy.
On the wall. Hilarious.
Yes, my followers are quite interesting.
They are.
Entertaining.
Very outspoken they
yes,
are.
Yes. Very.
Yes, yes.
So look, y'all, have y'all just heard about the whole Inflategate issue?
You know,
Tom Brady. I think it was like E! News, actually, with Maria. And they were talking about it because they were saying how it was like talks of Tom and Giselle splitting up, and they were insinuating that it has something to do with with the Inflategate or whatever the hell it's called. And I was like, Giselle's like, you better get out there and play and get these checks.
Right.
This 4-game suspension.
She's
no.
Like, I'm not
but I heard
that.
It just got lifted or they threw it out or whatever.
Yeah, it kind of got overturned, I guess. That's what they say. The judge overturned it.
Yeah.
So it was not enough evidence against him.
Lies.
I mean, saying. How would he know that the ball is inflated?
But
he throws it, though, right?
He knew.
But, I mean, can't you, like, feel? Like, I can immediately feel if I pick up a basketball, I know if it's not fully inflated.
I'm just saying.
Because I've got one in the backyard that is, like, need some air back.
Yeah, well, you know, I just want to say, you know, they've been playing dirty for some time now. You know, it's been a lot of things allegedly, you know, done by the hands of their team. And, you know, if you're going to play right, play fair.
I know. That,
like, what you scared? Why you got to take the air out the ball? You don't think you can do it with the air in the ball? I don't understand it. Like, it's no need to, you know, mess it up for the next team because you want to be
cheating.
That. I was trying to be politically correct.
You know.
But
I'm
my girl Jennifer.
Sorry.
And you know, have you guys heard or have you seen the new trailer for Concussion? Will Smith's new movie.
No.
Oh, it's all about football. And it's based on a true story. And an African doctor comes to the U.S. and starts working with the NFL and discovers that there is factual evidence that concussions are causing serious brain, you know,
there you go.
Problems in all these NFL players.
That's what it is.
No wonder they crazy concussion. And they be beating their wives.
That's why they become
I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say, no wonder they can't remember when they let the air out the balls. Concussions. I'm just saying.
Right. But it's crazy that it's like something that's just been slid under the carpet like for all
so
these
long.
Years.
Yeah.
And it's like killing these athletes.
Yeah. Almost like boxing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Boy, this whole American dream will get your ass caught up so quick.
Sure will. Have you with a headband to join in a wheelchair when it's all over.
Well, you guys, you know, speaking of football, so one of the ways that we are able to bring you Just Saying every week, and it is of no cost to you, is because we have so many supporters and sponsors out there. So have you guys heard of DraftKings? Well, if you haven't, I want you to go to DraftKings.com, and I want you to use promo code, and you can actually play and create your own, kind of like your fantasy football, weekly. The first time you play, you can play free. It is of no charge, and you can win up to $2 million.
Yeah. Oh, I might start playing.
I said it, $2 million. So you might want to check that out. DraftKings.com. And if you win anything, you better remember us over here at Just Saying.
Yes. We need a 10% finder's fee or something.
Right. Now, what's that code again?
Right. That code is GEEK. G-E-E-K. Now, thank me for it with, like, monetary gift.
Right.
Don't be sending me no tweets.
Just send a check to Just Saying. We'll cash it.
Yeah. Don't try to send us no tweet.
No, we don't want no tweet.
Hey. Well, guys, in our tradition of Friday night,
yes,
we got us a cocktail. Jen, what are we drinking tonight?
So, this fabulous cocktail is called Ride or Die.
Ah. Ooh, I like the name.
Shout out to Tiny Tequila, which is our sponsor. So the Ride or Die is 1 ounce of Tiny's Orange Blossom Tequila, 1 ounce of Triple Sec, and you top it off with a little OJ, and you gotta ride or die.
Nice. Well, we all ride or die, girls.
Yes.
Cheers, ladies.
I'm all about riding. I don't know about dying, but I'll ride.
Ooh. Ooh, it's strong.
Well, you know, I have a heavy hand.
Right, Jay. You make a drink with some kick, girl.
Oh, you drink to get drunk, all right?
Very good. Absolutely.
Well, ladies, I say we jump into our show.
Let's.
So tonight's topic is kissing frogs is some bullshit.
It is.
It is definitely some bullshit, okay?
Dating is not fun.
No.
I remember being single. I absolutely hated everything about it, but I just think I was so clear about who I was and what I wanted that I was just like, if it's just not going to be right, then I will just remain single. I don't like being single, but I know what that's like.
Right.
So I'm going to just let it ride, you know? Now, Jay, you have been on all sides of the fence in recent times. How long were you married?
I was married for 6 years.
Wow.
But
you
we
almost
were together
made it
since...
to 10. Okay, sorry.
So much long.
We ain't going
well,
there.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry, I know.
I'm like, yeah. No, but we were together for over a decade.
Okay.
We started dating in, I guess, technically 2000, and we got divorced in 2013. So.
Okay.
You was with him for a minute, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A long part of my life, okay?
So, ladies, when we talk about this whole idea of Prince Charming, and April, I want you to go back to pre-Sean days. Yes. Yes.
Right. Not Sean.
Not.
We know he's Prince Charming.
I put those years in the archives.
Oh,
we really had to dig them up.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Peel back some layers.
Okay. Pray, Mr. Okay. Wonderful.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, this idea of Prince Charming. Is he real or is it just an illusion?
It's some bullshit.
No, Jennifer, he's real.
He's real.
He's real. He's
like one in a million.
Yet. No,
he like just point oh, 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 oh,
no, 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 no. Don't do that. He's Prince Charming exists.
Yes,
I just feel like Prince Charming has to find his way to his perfect queen.
Does he come on a private plane?
He may, but you move around too much. You gotta stand still so he can find you. He probably in New York right now. Like, yo, I thought she was
right.
She in LA now, so you just gotta keep your
feet. Well, he needs to jump on his private plane and land
right on
in
the
LA.
Right.
Okay.
So when you're looking for Prince Charming, Jennifer, are you typically immediately head over heels when you meet somebody who is just super duper fine, or do you take time to kind of get to know him before you fall in love?
I don't fall in love easily. I think there's certain connections and chemistry you have with people, but obviously I haven't found that person. But I think the first attraction absolutely is physical, but it goes so much past that as far as like Prince Charming and who you're really mm-hmm. going to be with, you have to get past the surface of how a person looks and really get to the core. So
now let me ask you this. When you say you don't fall in love easily, is it because you have a guard up that keeps you from falling in love easily, or have you not met a man that could capture you in that capacity for you to fall in love that easily?
You know what? That's probably a good question. I probably do have a guard up, and I probably don't realize it, but I just feel like I've been through so much bullshit. Mm-hmm. So right. I think I do have a guard up. But it's funny because I'll meet somebody and like I'll like them for like 2 or 3 weeks. And then that time expires. Like my friends
you
like, be like,
you got 2 hours left, oh, boo. Like,
what happened to such and such? And I'll be like, yeah, I'm over it. Like, I don't know. Like, I get turned off very easy.
So do you have a criteria where you expect certain things from the individual? Or is it like, you
allow
the
natural?
I don't really
have like a checklist, but I do believe that dating has, I don't know, it's just different nowadays. Like, yeah. guys don't really believe in courting you.
Yeah.
They want to take you to dinner and think, you know, they're going to go home and fuck you. And it's like, well, can I have some flowers or something?
Like, if it's good, I'll get you some in the morning.
So, April, before yes. you met Mr. Wonderful, okay. did you have a checklist?
I did.
Okay, so give me some of it.
Oh my gosh. I had, you know, the checklist was, I think when you're, I think for me, part of my checklist was just not knowing better. Right. You know better, you do better when you know better. Mm-hmm. You know, and of course it was, oh, you want him to be 6'2". You want him to, you know, if he's an athlete, great. If he's not, you know, he has to have this six mm-hmm. figure job. You know, it's all the things that I think we were taught to right. want. You know, but then as time went and mm-hmm. I saw that, you know, kissing frogs wasn't cute. And I was like, for
bullshit.
Real, I'm about to be like a nun out here, for yeah. real. You know, I realized that maybe it was a little shallow of me to have right. the expectations that this is what my Prince Charming should consist of.
Right, right.
Because those aren't the things that make him Prince Charming.
Right.
So, you know, I had to kind of have a realization with me at some point, like, okay, you tripping chick, for
yeah.
real.
Yeah. And youth will jack you up.
Yeah.
Getting your own
young
way.
And dumb.
Young and dumb.
Will jack you
and
up.
Full of cum.
What?
I'm sorry.
Yes, all of that all will of jack that. You up. That
you release, you can think
yes. Well, there is somebody else who has a checklist.
Okay.
Who has matured, is a mature woman, but continues to have a checklist, which is Chili from
yeah.
TLC. Now, I don't know if any of you guys watched her reality show called,
I did.
What Chili Wants.
Yes.
But some of the things, and she's absolutely very beautiful, very gorgeous, talented, all of that stuff. You, on the outside looking in, looks like the
perfect
whole package,
catch, right?
The perfect package, right? So some of her checklist items was, you can't drink, smoke, eat pork, must love God,
wait.
Be super kind, great sense of humor, no gut, no more than 2 baby mamas, must have swag, and he has to be packing.
And can't breathe on Tuesdays and Fridays. It's like, what?
Wait, that's... can't drink? What the hell? I'm like, y'all got thrown off there.
But wait a minute.
I can't be with somebody that doesn't drink. I'm going to just say that. Like, I need you to, like, if we going to dinner, like, sip some wine, something. Like, I just, ooh.
Yeah, you can't. But the crazy part.
She's single, right?
She's still
yeah.
single.
Yeah,
okay.
She's
but
still
what's,
single.
What's funny to me is that you said no more than 2 baby mamas.
Right.
I saw that.
Now, like, that probably would have been, like, number one on my list.
Yeah.
Not that other foolishness. All boo-boo, right. It's time to alter that list. You're a beautiful yes. girl. We want to see you get married in this lifetime.
Right.
Let up off that list.
Oh
it ain't
God.
No way.
Do you think it is important that we, when women are looking for a mate, that they also pray for a mate?
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I've been told to be very specific in your prayer when you're praying for a mate, you know. And is it wrong to be like, okay, Lord, I need him to be fine. I need a six pack. I need 8-figure salary. Is
I
that wrong?
That's wrong. You know why? That's outrageous. Because
send me a Billy Goat.
Let me just say this. Like, okay, yeah, you need him to be fine, but what does that have to do with him taking care of your heart?
Okay, you better preach.
Okay.
I'm just saying that's you know, it
right.
that has nothing to do with it.
Right.
That's just what you feel like the makeup should be.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen some men that, to my eye, in relationships with women, and I'm like, but the relationship is the most beautiful relationship
yeah.
because he treats
yeah.
her like a queen,
yeah.
the respect, the love.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so
yeah.
you don't even pay attention
yeah.
to his ears being a little crooked, yeah, and you know, yeah, you know, none of that matters. So yeah, I think it's very shallow. I think it's very foolish. I yeah think, you know, God is probably like, for real.
Yeah. Yeah.
And let's go. As yeah you get older, you know, girl, everybody, that shit goes out the door.
We absolutely all know that.
Beauty fades.
Beauty fades.
Gravity
real quick
drops.
Real quick. Look, how many times have we seen somebody from school that we like, oh, she used to be so pretty.
Right.
You'd you be like, how did she get like today 150 pounds?
That's exactly why I'm going out the house looking crazy. You never know who you're going to be.
So don't buy into the hype of thinking yeah beauty, or he got to be handsome, drop dead gorgeous.
Right.
I think how he treats you make you feel that way about him regardless.
Okay, and I get that. But when we meet someone that maybe he's not so attractive, like, do
I've
we
been there.
Do we secretly think like, dang, what are people gonna say, or what my girl's gonna say, cause he ain't cute?
I dated somebody that was foo-foo ugly, okay? Let me just tell you, because wait, I started foo-foo ugly, like, ooh. But I was
too he Nigerian?
No, I did not. Well, one time,
I mean,
this Nigerian was shot, but he bit me, and I was yeah, we went out on a date and he bit me, and I was like, oh, like, you messed where it up for the entire race over there. Don't you ever. Wait. On my cheek, he went to kiss me and bit me on my cheek.
No.
I'm like, who bites? Is this what they do in your country? So, no. Oh, but he was so not good looking
right
at all. And at that point, I was like, okay, clearly I'm messing up because I can't, it's not working. So I was like, maybe I need to lower my expectations of what physically he
right
should look like, you
right
know, or the visual. And maybe, you know, because he was a nice guy.
Right.
But he just didn't have that department working
right
for him. And had a girlfriend, was engaged, didn't know about it,
oh,
had a kid,
God,
was talking about we getting married. I mean, and he was like one of the worst
I
memories
can't
of dating. Yeah, so the umfufu yeah ugly, no, they still got some stuff with them too. Don't think because they not cute that they desperate, because they still got some stuff going on with themselves.
They will get,
too.
You will get caught up with
yeah
the ugly ones just like the fine ones,
yes,
basically.
Absolutely.
All right. So wait, but isn't Prince Charming like the whole package?
Yes.
Yes.
Right, so...
But I'm just saying, like, we get stuck at the gate with the expectation of what it should look
right
like before we get to know a person. So once you get to know a person, and if he wins your heart, that's Prince Charming. It's not about
yeah
how he looks. It's not about what he drives. It's not about how much he makes, because God can pair you up with somebody that might be here and you might be there, but he turned that thing around and next thing you know, you either equally yoked or he's
yeah
doing much better than you. So we shouldn't get stuck at what it looks like from the outside.
Yeah.
Because there's so much more on the inside.
And you know, I mean, I have to say, I think in entertainment and in Hollywood, you know, everything is like microwave. Everything is like fast food right
mm-hmm
now. But I've worked with a lot of famous couples, and a lot of them met, started dating, fell in love, got engaged, and got married like within a year. And I used to be like,
dang,
you don't even know him yet. Like, y'all still in the honeymoon
right
phase. Like,
right
you're still making lots of money and everything is all great.
Right.
But, you know, you ain't seen him on a bad day yet.
Well, we was kind of like a year dating and then got married. So that's not always true.
Well, thank God Sean has maintained
yes,
what
Lord
he started with.
If he jumped out the woodwork with something different, I'd be like, you know, just shoot me.
All right,
I'm done.
All right, so let's move on, ladies. So there comes a time in our lives when you have to admit, I have fallen and I can't give it up.
Mm.
All right? So have either of you, I'll start with you, Jennifer.
Oh,
have
Lord
you dated a guy that you knew wasn't good for you, but something about him was just so irresistible? Do tell.
Yes, I absolutely have. It's just certain situations where you know, where is this going?
Uh-huh.
But for me, I believe, you know, at that time, that's what I needed.
Mm.
And it was good at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
I knew... Sooner or later, I was like, okay, this can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
But the dick is good, so I'm going to just ride this out a couple
literally
months.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad
but
you...
But you know it can't. You know it, like, it ends and it begins and it lies right there.
Right.
That's it.
Well, I'm proud of you for admitting that because
no, I
don't think I have liked anybody you have dated, ever.
Yeah, I know.
Married
I know,
or dated.
Diane don't never like none of the,
I
none
know
of the guys. We
I know. Look,
some of the husbands she don't like either, but...
I'm serious. I just used to be like... When I met
silently
Jennifer
thinking
her,
like, oh.
Yeah, when I met Jennifer, first, she was just like so sweet and so beautiful and like statuesque and you know what I mean? Like right. She was just like every, she's a businesswoman. Like I was just like, wow, she's like got everything, you know, in my head. And I'm just like, but that dude is like a jerk. Like why does she like him?
Yeah. I think everybody.
Like he ain't even kind. Like he don't open your door. He don't like. He don't go out of his way to make you important. And I just used to be like, let me mind my own business before she fire me. However,
no, I agree. I mean, I think as you know, I've matured and I got older. Like, I get it. I understand. And I think that's part of the reason why I'm single. Because, you know, I am looking for certain things. And I believe that, honestly, the women out here have fucked the game up for dating. Because they accept mediocre.
That's
and
so
then
true.
It becomes a trend across the board where all men are like, well, I ain't got to do X, Y, and Z for you when I can just go to blah, blah, blah.
Mm, right.
So... hence, I'm single.
Well, ladies, now, could you date a man that was amazing, that loved you, that cherished you, was the kindest person you have ever met, but he just happens to have spent some time in prison?
Oh, yeah.
Like Mr. Jeremy.
That's not
Dreamy
a bad thing. Because a lot of people make mistakes and end up in prison. Now, if he ain't killed nobody, we good. You talk about murder charges and you got a few bodies. I'll see you another time, brother.
Because look, this man right here, he is fine with a capital
F. Oh, my God. He was an internet sensation for being a prisoner with the orange jumpsuit on and everything. Everybody was like, oh, well, he's fine.
Well, how long he got? I went for you're like, what?
You need me to send you some money, boo?
Do y'all remember when he was signed like by a modeling agency?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is
that
he
was
still
crazy.
In jail? Is he home?
Probably not. Well, then again, I don't know.
He might be. Does anybody know the crime?
Wasn't it burglary?
Or, do it even
or
matter?
Something like.
It was a petty crime.
Yeah, it wasn't. Right.
It was
wasn't
something simple.
Yeah, something simple. Well, you know, you'd be like a year upstate.
Right.
All right, boo.
But you know what I will say is I thought he was super fine until he got all the attention and he did like an interview somewhere. And I was like, oh, but you can't even conjugate a verb, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think his sentence like, seems very uneducated.
Yeah, I was like,
so you are just looks.
You should not open your mouth ever. You should just do print ads.
Oh, my God. No, just look like that and be quiet. Yes. Avatar.
Don't say
and
nothing.
You'll be good to go.
And you're going to have lots of opportunities.
Exactly.
Not to mention, he is married.
Yeah, he was.
Yes,
I do remember
married.
That. Yeah, that came out later.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I dated a con artist one time.
A convict or a con artist?
Well, he was a convict too after a while. But it started off, he was a con artist. But I didn't know he was a con artist. And I thought he was just like this handsome guy. And, you know, he was, you know, that Tashina Arnold. If you watch it, I met him at your house. But he had the charisma. Everybody didn't know that side of him. So he was living a double life. And everybody thought he was a great guy. I thought he was a great guy. And we dated. And then things just started not adding up.
Right.
Then the next thing I knew, but it didn't add up because I was intelligent enough to start combing through things.
Right.
But, you know, he had the car, he had the looks, he had money.
Right.
You know, everything he said he was about, he showed a connection that it seemed like he was about. I found out later after we broke up and he went to jail.
Again.
That half of the things, that 80% of the things that he told me was all lies. Like,
wow.
I just remember going to a house and he was like, oh yeah, this is one of my houses. And his friend was like, his house? This was my house. He was renting the room. And I was like, what? But the friend was never there.
Wow.
Then he had his car shop that he customized after market
right.
stuff. Found out that wasn't his. He was just bringing cars. Like,
right.
everything was a lie.
But,
so,
but there were no red flags?
There wasn't. There wasn't. And I'm a smart girl. Like,
right.
you know, it take a lot. I'm Columbo. I will Columbo that behind real quick. Like, it takes a lot. And no, like, he had my mama sold.
Wow.
Like, you know, he was it.
That's why being a con artist is a real profession.
Right.
Right. And he was just very good.
You guys be out here lying.
Yes. Mm-hmm. With
lying.
Straight faces.
Yes, I like to play golf with Tom and
I'm like, what? Where's your golf club membership?
Yes.
So, Jay, have you ever stayed with a bad boy simply because the sex was so good?
Yes, of course.
Just sweet, no?
No, absolutely I have. Like I said, I've been in relationships where I know it's like, what are you doing? But right. See, my thing is, I'm telling you, the expiration date is like a good 2 weeks. So I know it's like not going to last long.
All right.
And I'll be over it. I'll get some good sex, and then I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Well, wait, what about you, Diane?
Well,
have you dated a bad boy just for sex?
I have had a number of bad boys in my life because I think before I had my daughter, I was just dumb, and I thought I just knew every damn thing because I was college educated, and I didn't, you know what I mean? So, I think it took me to have my daughter for me to like stop beating my head up against a brick wall. Because once I had her, I was just like, okay, clearly I don't know how to pick them. So let me just stop dating altogether. Yes. So I didn't date until my daughter was like 14.
Well, we want to know more about Diane before Ryan.
Right, exactly.
We want to know, was you the freak of the week?
No.
Was you kissing frogs?
I was kissing lots of frogs. I had a convict.
It's real blurry. Wait. And then we get to college, Diane.
Exactly. Wait, have you guys ever dated a drug dealer?
Oh, yes. I've had a few. I lived in East Oakland. But they were jealous.
And that's what we were here about. So what was their name?
Right, how was that?
Well, some of them are still serving time.
Oh.
Some of them got life, you know?
Wow. Yeah. Oh, so they was like,
they
was moving them kilos.
Yeah, they had factories of coke and crack.
They was, as they say, moving weight.
Yeah.
So we don't know nothing about that, Diane.
No, because that was pre-educated, Diane.
We have buried her and put her away.
Gone. You know, that was when she did. That was a Diane who didn't realize she could go out and buy her own shit.
Right.
She didn't need somebody to buy it for her.
Right.
Because really, you know, dating bad guys, there really is no payoff. It's no future. It's no long-term plan. It's always lots of women. It's always those moments where they're just disappear off the face of the earth. And you're like, well, what the hell happened?
That's true. But now let me ask you, did you find excitement in it while you was dating him? Like, what was the thrill for you?
Yeah. That was no moment. You don't know if you're going to get locked up by the cops.
You don't know if, like, a bitch going to jump out and try to beat you up, you know? It's like fast car, fast money. Everything was fast in cash. Life. Here, baby, go get something for you. So I sure will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. If we had the intelligence we have now, then... Oh my God.
Yes. Yeah. And we would have saved ourselves lots of heartache.
And money.
Yeah. So what I want to know is, how come when we are dating, we always listen to our girlfriends and never our mothers?
You know why? Mm. It's because it's the age factor.
Yep.
The girlfriends we feel like we can relate to and they get your situation.
Even if they single?
Even if they single.
Right.
Because we still be asking them and they be like, girl, this is what you should do. You be like, word? All right. And then like years later, you be like, she still ain't got a man. What the hell are you listening out for? But then when our mothers try to tell us, we like, mom, back when you was dating, it was called courting.
Right.
You're so out of the loop. Yeah. Like, you can't even relate to what I'm doing here. So thank you, but no thanks. You know?
I feel like mothers need to like write a curriculum and they need to like hire younger girls to teach it. That's what I feel like I need to do. As a mom, I need to like build this curriculum and then I should have got it to Ryan, you know, maybe, you know, a few years back. But you know what I mean? Because I just think like when we young women, we make such bad decisions.
Right.
All in the name of like, oh, he cute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He said he liked me.
Just stupid.
And stupid.
If we had a dollar for every dumb decision we made behind some guy, we would be all billionaires.
I know,
Like, what in the world is that?
And, you know, I guess it's just called wisdom. Nothing replaces that.
No.
We know what we know when we know it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So y'all stop listening to Bone Quisha.
Exactly.
And who ain't got to no man. Right? I know mom is a little old, but it don't mean she wasn't running around that block a couple of times back in her day. So you listen to mom, because she know best.
So, ladies, how many licks does it take to get to the center?
Of what?
April's so nasty.
I mean, you got to be specific when you say these things.
I don't know what your mind was. I was not thinking dirty.
I was thinking. thinking about a Tootsie Pop. I mean, what are you talking about?
All right, so April.
Yes.
No, you've been married too long. Ah! Jennifer, have you ever done online dating?
I haven't.
Computers wasn't even out when I was.
You know, my friends, they've been on like Tinder and
Match.com.
ChristianMingle.com.
No, there's like a black one. It's called Soul Swipe or something.
Mm-hmm.
Soul Swipe, which is kind of like Tinder.
Uh-huh.
So my friends are like, oh, you should get on Tinder. It's fun. But then I hear it's like a hookup site where it's like guys just want to have sex. And I'm just like... And then I feel a little strange being on Tinder.
Don't do Tinder. Let me tell you why you shouldn't do Tinder.
Know about it?
No, I don't know about it. But I'm just giving my opinion.
First of all,
she says she has a 2-week time limit.
Oh, right.
It take about 3 days to set up on Tinder.
Oh,
so
God.
You done went into your time already. So that won't work for her. And when I think of dating sites, I think of Craigslist.
Yeah, I'm just nervous.
You don't
because
know what you get.
Exactly. And then it's like, are these people like really what they say they are? You know, it's like, I'm not trying to get catfished out here.
But there are some really good success stories of people that have met and have dated and got married.
Absolutely. My friend,
Elizabeth?
My friend is a black girl and she met her boyfriend on Tinder and they've been dating for about like 7 months.
Seven months. Watch, on their first anniversary, he goes jump out the bushes with
a and then another one of my friends, she met her husband on Tinder.
How long have they been married?
They got married real quick.
We got to cover this up real quick.
I know a few people that have actually got married from like Match.com. I think it works. Let me tell you, Damon and I dated for a long time.
Not because y'all
way too damn long. And so we broke up a lot, right? We dated a lot. We broke up a lot because I was like, I want to get married. And he was like, yeah, I just don't think I'm going to get married. And I was like, well, bye then. Bye, Alicia.
Exactly.
I'm catching this relationship. So I was like, whatever. So I signed up for an online dating site. I did.
Really?
Because I was like, why
was
not?
A joke when
Which
you did
one?
It. And you know it.
Match.com. Because I was like, I don't have time to like meet nobody because I'm always working.
I don't believe it.
I did. I never.
What
like,
was your username?
I don't know. I never
Maybe
went on a date.
Match.
I never went on a date because me and Damon would always get back together, and then I'd be like, "Okay, he really is
I
the best
see
thing
you
ever happened."
Going online dating.
Yeah, because look, I'm somebody who works nonstop, and I had a daughter, so it was like I just didn't have time.
I know, but it's such a you're so it's just a risk. It's just a gamble. You're just kind of like at the hands of serial killers.
I'm scared to do it because I'm just like, is this person who they really say they are? Like,
what? Yes. Are you afraid to do it because you're on TV? So
do
people
match?
Know who you are.
Yes. And then I feel like I'm a damn loser because I got to go on Match because I can't get a damn date. I'm like, wait a minute.
I'll tell you, if you
I'm
up that
be out here popping
to 30 like, days, you could get more.
Oh,
more
my
prospects.
God. I just want to know where, okay, Jennifer, where do single successful women go to find it?
This is what I'm trying to ask y'all because I'm new to LA. So
right.
I'm like, okay, I'm trying to do, you know, like the high end, I'll go to the Beverly Hills Hotel.
No, that's all wrong. You got
to
go to the Malibu Ralph's.
Oh.
That's where you got to go. Because the man who ain't got a woman is in the grocery store. Because ain't no woman in the grocery store.
Okay.
And you don't want them at the Ralph's down by... by the Beverly Center.
Right.
You want to go over to Pacific Palisades or Malibu because I know your appetite. So I'm going to just put you in the right direction. And then you go and you wear your cute little shorts and then you say, excuse me, mister, can you reach the... No. But I'm saying for real, you have to go.
I have all the eggplant you need.
No, but honestly, like the clubs and the... I don't think that's the typical...
But here's the thing, like, so... Aren't those places like where you're supposed to be social and talk to people and you go to the bar? I hear this new place, Isabel, that is supposed to be like a good like meeting place. I don't know.
But
I'm
why
new
is
here.
It limited to there? Like you can meet anybody.
No, I agree.
But I think you need to step out of your comfort zone.
Okay.
I think that's when the best things happen, when you're not in a place where you're comfortable, but that you kind of, you know, step out a little bit and try something new.
Okay, so I'm gonna go to the rocks in Malibu.
Yeah, I think you should. Yeah.
So I want to know is, have either of you, April, have you ever had a homegirl hookup that was amazing or an epic fail?
Well, that one with Tashina was an epic fail. That was the epic fail. And I've never had any amazing, because if I had amazing, I wouldn't be with Sean.
All right.
I had a lot of frogs.
Right.
And a lot of almost, I thought they was a prince, but no, they was a frog.
Counterfeit.
Yeah. But
Jennifer,
no.
What about you?
My homegirl hookups, they never seem to work.
Right.
Yeah. And I swear, my friends are always like, oh my God, I have this person for you to meet and da 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 da. And it's just like, it's weird because, maybe, like, we'll talk. Maybe we might go on one date. But then it just... I don't know.
Or you're just cool. Like,
yeah. Hey. I don't really find an interest in the person. So... Yeah.
I have always failed when I try to hook people up.
Has anyone tried to hook you up? We didn't ask. You know, I like how you be, you know, avoiding these serious questions.
That's why I'm hosting. That's why I'm the host. No, but seriously. Okay, so Damon and I were really good friends, right? Okay. So while we were friends, Damon used to try and hook me up with all of his friends. All of them. Because I used to be like, Damon, like, I hate being single. Don't you have some friends?
Right.
Like, I don't even want to meet nobody. Yeah. He'd be like, yeah, I got somebody for you. I'd be like, he ashy. He looks like he had a bath in 2 weeks. Why you want to hook me up with him?
Because let me tell you what Damon think he's slick. This is what Damon was doing. He was like, I'm going to use all these crash test dummies.
Right.
To see what she likes in the man. So then when he was like, he ashy, he was like, okay, we got that.
Freeze it on up, right?
What's wrong with the next one? Okay.
Right. So like, he introduced me to this one guy that was super successful, tall, like 6'4", super fine, very successful, only had one kid, he was divorced. I was like, wow, he is like the full package. Right. I love you, Damon. But he ended up being a big-ass alcoholic.
And Damon knew that.
Yeah. We'd be at dinner, and I'd be like, don't you think that's enough?
He's like, listen, five is just right. God,
right. Then his voice started getting louder and louder, and I'm like, oh, damn,
I'm right here.
Hello. You started to spit across the table.
David
is pretty smart.
Wait, but so since you hate everybody I date.
Yes, I do.
Why don't you guys hook me up with somebody?
We're going to do that.
That is what
I'm
we need to do.
I'm going to put you two to the challenge.
And we accept the challenge.
Yes, that is exactly what we should do, Jay.
Yes.
Because I know there is somebody amazing out there for you, because I already have the next wedding, like, all in my head figured out.
Yes, me too. I'm just looking for the groom.
So with that being said, viewers,
yes,
get ready for our announcement when we start putting our wheels in the
pool.
I think we should have a full-on Jennifer Williams hookup show.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And with a live audience.
Live audience.
That's what I think we need to do.
Yes. So y'all stay
down for it. Listen, because what I'm doing is not working, so... Yes, I absolutely accept.
All right. So as we figure out our plans about what we're going to do for Jennifer, if any of you out there know somebody that you think would be good for Jennifer, or if you are a man
really
and you want
nice.
To send in your application, you can do so. Tweet us at @JustSayingShow_, or you can make a comment on our Instagram page at @JustSaying_. And we're going to create a hashtag.
Or you can submit through the website.
Or you can submit through our website, which is JustSayingShow.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And April, we need a hashtag for this. We need a hashtag.
Yeah,
you think about
good.
That.
I'm going to share that.
We're going to come back. This is going to be
fun. But listen,
fun.
I want to say this. Yes. Don't y'all be sending us no pictures of your private parts. We don't want to see none of that. Okay?
I don't want to see the eggplant yet.
We don't want to see that. And we definitely don't want to see any ex-cons. Okay?
Yes. All right. Thank you.
No.
All right. So, ladies, let's talk about when there is no race to discuss race. So interracial dating, I think, has just become very commonplace, you know, so lots of people are dating outside of their race. Jennifer, have you ever dated?
I have tried dating outside of my race.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't go so well.
Now, why was that?
Oh, was it maybe this gentleman right
it
here?
It was.
It wasn't like it was going well.
I know, right?
I had a couple drinks. Oh, and okay. I was feeling nice. But it was one of those things. I really did like him, but I liked him for probably 6 weeks.
Well, he lasted a little longer.
He did. He was really nice. He lived in Arizona, and I lived in Jersey at the time. I think I lived between Jersey and Miami. Mm-hmm. And we definitely weren't equally yoked, but it was okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you the problem. He started getting, like, a little bit of, like, press because we were dating.
So was this pre or post Basketball Wives?
During.
Oh, during Basketball. Okay. All right. So you were hot.
And so he, you know, was like on the blogs that we were dating, and
he was announcing it.
No, but it's just like, okay. You know, they was on the show, wasn't something. It? Possibly.
Okay, moving on.
But I think it was, because at one point they wanted him to, like, come to the reunion. I was like, Because I know how it is, and I'm like, I'm probably not even going to be fucking with him in a couple weeks. So, like, no. But it was, you know, it was cool while it lasted. But when he started to get a little bit of press, he started feeling himself. And I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. I'll put you on. Like, so it just, you know. And then it ended, like, really nasty.
Yeah.
But, I think it was just, like, he was from Arizona. It was, like, very, the whole world was just something new and probably exciting to him.
Right.
And then he started getting a little press, and then he just was...
Different person.
Yeah, and I was like, I actually met him, a friend of mine, he was his trainer, and they were, like, in Miami for, like, vacation or whatever, and we all went out, and him and I just started talking, and I thought we connected.
Right.
And it was cool.
You're definitely connected.
We connected.
From the picture.
Yeah, the sex was...
I wasn't talking about that connection.
But we appreciate commentary.
But I knew that was going to come up because that's what we talk about.
She was going to ask. I wasn't going to invade.
Do tell.
All I can say is that those myths are definitely true.
In this instance,
this is the only time I slept with a white dude.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm.
So when do you think is the right time to discuss racial differences when you're dating someone outside your race?
From the door.
Yes, I think that needs to happen soon.
Yeah. So did, like, you have those discussions with him?
No, she knew he wasn't going to be around the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was just like, I need this right now, but it won't be later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes in, like, interracial relationships, it almost seems like, you know, a guy will say, you know, they'll date you, but then you'll be, like, the only black person in their life. You know what I mean? Or it'll be... You know, he's like she's like my fantasy girl, right? Mm-hmm. But there's still a part of him that may be racist or, you know, just not clear how to deal with it. And I think it's for, I'll just say white guys. So for white guys, they are afforded a kind of luxury, I think, because they don't have to deal with racial stuff, right? And so I think it's often can become a situation where it's like, well, what's wrong with you? And why are you overreacting? And life ain't so bad. So if any of you had any experiences like that?
Well, before we answer, are you speaking from experience or are you just giving your opinion?
Bring it back over here, don't you? I dated a couple of white guys.
Oh.
Before Damon.
Okay.
Before Damon.
Okay.
After Ryan,
we
before
still
Damon.
Get into that gray area.
No relationships, but I dated, right?
Okay.
So, and actually what I found was that dating white guys was easier in the sense that they didn't have, I think, the baggage that black men have.
Right.
They didn't have the struggles of career and, you know, police issues. Like, they just didn't even have that as a part of who their psyche was, right? So the conversation was easier. Career was so easy for them. Right. You know, it was always just good and it was always just positive. But what always eventually turned me off is because I just feel like you can't love me and not love my race.
Right.
Right.
So you want this black girl chick, then you want us at the family reunion too.
Right.
And all my crazy uncles and aunties. You want all the stuff that comes with me.
And I agree. And I think, but more importantly than that is not just loving your race, but understanding your race.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them don't want to do that. That's too much. Yeah. You know, like, oh, you get over that. That happened years ago. You know, they want to dismiss it like that. And I think it's important that if you are in an interracial relationship, they can never understand it like us as an African American. But I think conversations should be had that they understand that there is a history. There is a soft spot. There is some type of before that, you know, requires a discussion. Because a lot of times people, you know, they just skip that part because it's the pink elephant in the room.
Absolutely.
So I don't want to touch that. I just want to talk about, let's love each other, be happy, walk in the sun. But no, that comes with me too.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that's important.
And I think passion alone is not enough to keep a couple together.
No.
So
no.
I will share something personal. My mother and father divorced when I was 7.
Okay.
And so my mom remarried. And so my stepfather is Filipino, which how my little brother is Filipino and black.
Okay.
So that's my mom, that's my stepfather, and, you know, I love my stepfather. He's been in my life my whole life. You know, he's like my dad. I consider him my dad. But when my mother first married him, his family was incredibly racist.
Wow.
Incredibly racist. So racist, in fact, that my mother never met his mother.
Wow.
Never
to this
met
day?
Her. To this day. Well, she passed away.
Okay.
But
did they live here in the U.S.?
They lived a half an hour from us.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Never met his mother. And so, you know, me and my sisters, we used to be like, shit, we don't ride on you in a minute. Don't you be disrespecting my mama.
Right. Sorry, daddy.
Yeah. We will take your people down. But it was fascinating because at some point, my mother and my stepfather divorced.
Oh, wow. Because of that issue.
But they found their way back to each other.
And got married
and
again.
They are remarried. Wow. And still married to this day.
What a great story.
Yeah.
So wait, does his family now accept her? Or how did they
those
work that
living,
out?
Because his mother
his mother's passed away. Right. So his family that is living, they have, I guess, accepted my mother. But it's not like they come over for like holiday dinners or nothing like that. I think the only one of his family that we see is his sister who married a white man.
Okay. Because she I understand.
Right,
brother.
Right.
All I got the rest my own of them, jungle fever going on.
We don't see. And I'd be like, that was just fine with
right,
me.
Right, right.
Y'all stay over there in your corner and we won't have no, you don't start none.
Right.
It won't be none.
That's
but
crazy.
I think it's amazing that somehow they managed to make their love work.
Right.
In spite of not just a racist world, but a racist family.
Yeah, because it's bad enough when you marrying into a family.
I'm telling you, my dad married a white woman, and I can't stand that bitch. Okay?
Still, Jay?
No. Oh, you know.
I know.
I don't
listen. Listen here. Mm. Let me tell you.
Go on and tell
this
it.
Day, to this day, I'm going to say they probably got married maybe like when I was a senior in high school.
Uh-huh.
So it's been
to this day, my father has never told me he married that woman. I saw the ring on his finger, and I was in his bedroom in California, and I was like a senior in high school, and I saw a greeting card, and someone's like, oh, congratulations on your wedding. This motherfucker to this day has never told me he is married to this woman, and I can't stand that bitch.
Wow.
Well, my father, after the divorce, he dated one white woman, and we could not stand her either. I swear we wanted to kill that bitch. We was like, what's she here for?
To be your mammy.
I'm going to tell you, that bitch thought she was going to walk down my aisle when I got married. Ooh. I was like, Diane, you better work that out, because if I got to do it, it's going to be bad.
He was like, no, boo-boo, you stay seated.
Oh, I know. It was
be
touchy.
Glad you're here. Be
touchy.
Glad you're here.
I was like, Jay, that's your daddy. Come on.
I don't give a fuck. talk. Okay.
I know that's right.
Now, April, what about you? You have any interracial?
No
interracial dating, no interracial relationships in your family?
No.
No?
No, never. Okay. Never. I went to school with predominantly Caucasian people.
Uh-huh.
And I had a lot of friends, but never a relationship.
Yeah.
But I told Sean, if he mess up, that's where I'm going next.
That's where you go. Yeah, you're going to have to go somewhere. You need somebody to bail you out of jail.
I'm like, listen, I'm going to be officially done with your time.
All right, ladies. Well, you know, men have a mantra, and we should too. So I say chicks over
dicks.
Ding-a-ling.
Thank you. I just couldn't get it out. I couldn't get it out. All right. So are you two, Mrs. Daniels, the
yes.
type to drop your girls when you get a man?
Not unintentionally, but
she lying.
It wasn't
she
intentional.
Lying.
Y'all was always
like
in my heart.
Off the face of the earth.
Jennifer, what are you
saying?
She didn't just drop me when she met Sean. She dropped all her friends when she met
I
Sean.
I dropped my friends, my clientele, everything. I was like, peace. I was like, look, don't even look for me.
Tell how crazy April is, right? She meets Sean, who doesn't live in L.A. He lives in New Jersey. They start dating. She, you know, visits him. 9/11 happens. She don't even come back to L.A. to pack up her damn house and get her clothes.
I didn't.
She just never came back.
Wait, what? You just, like, stayed there.
I stayed there. After 90, you know, but let me just tell you. I was supposed to be on one of those planes. That left out.
Were you?
Yes. I was supposed to be.
I never knew that.
Yeah, not the ones that hit the Twin Towers, but it was the one that, yes.
Wow.
And I when that happened, like, it really messed me up emotionally.
Wow.
Like, I was like, yeah. So after that, I was just like, I need to get my son here and I need to get my mother here, but they need to come by train.
My mother was so mad at me. She was like,
what the hell you mean I need to get on a train to come? She was like, do you know where? I was like, you're not getting my baby on no plane. Like, I was like, planes is out. So I literally had her come. They came. We had a realtor go to the house, put a for sale sign up. When it sold, we went back. Well, she went back. I still never came back. Packed up my whole house for me. And that was the end of the story. But yeah. See, that was before Sean. That was way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
When you had girlfriends.
I still do have those friends.
I ain't seen none of them girls at the wedding.
No, Tasha in the white. She was
it.
In the wedding. Tiffany was pregnant. She came to the wedding. Desiree just came to my New Jersey event.
Okay.
I haven't seen Connie in forever. And Kelly, I talked to on Instagram.
Okay.
See, but that was my little squad. Look at my little waistline, mm-hmm. y'all.
We know April dropped y'all too, just like she dropped us.
But you know, sometimes you have to shift
whatever.
The direction that your life is
whatever.
Going. See, when the Lord brings you a man,
whatever.
A good one.
No, I think you still have to have girlfriend time.
You
I think you
do.
Still have to have me time. Because when that dude walk out and you be checking for your girlfriends and they're like, bitch, who is this? Like, oh, you wasn't checking for me.
Now, y'all listening to this, right? Because when she find Mr. Right, we're going to see how connected she stay.
I'm still be like, baby, I got to go out Friday night mm-hmm. and meet my friends for drinks
uh-huh.
because I
he
think
gonna
it's
be like,
important.
Okay.
You got to be independent.
Right. Then he going to get the kissing on your neck and that's going to lead into something else. You're going to be like, what, girlfriend?
I might just be a little late because I'm going to make it
Well, do you ever or did you ever get mad if any of your friends pulled a U on you?
No, I was very understanding.
I don't believe that at all.
Listen, I will be the first to admit I did not handle things the way I should have. But I felt like I was in a place where I was like, God, I'm tired of the frogs. I'm just going to let you be you. You don't need no help. You don't need no co-pilot. Just bring my husband to me. And when he brought Sean to me and I got the confirmation that that was my husband, I was like, listen, I'm going to have to holler at you later, Diane.
Find a new hairstylist.
But I didn't even get that, by the way. She didn't even call and say, get a new hairstylist. She just quit answering her. No, in fact, she got a new cell number.
I did not. My cell has been
I ain't heard from her until she got engaged to the boy. And then it was like, hey, Diane.
Can you do my wedding?
Oh, my Lord. So what was so surprising, I think, when April did that, I was just like, well, what happened to Miss Independent?
Yeah.
Like, she had her own car, her own house. She had multiple cars. She had a business. Like, she was so successful. And it was just like, I'm out.
I was.
April.
I gave it all up for love. Isn't that crazy?
Bless wow. your heart.
I did.
I don't know if I can do all that.
And what I don't get is that men never completely disconnect when they get in a new relationship. In fact, they have a guy code. And their guy code is bros before hoes. Why don't we learn from our male counterparts?
Because most women don't respect our male counterparts, and they think that that stuff is stupid. But in all actuality, it makes great sense.
That's wisdom right there.
Chicks before dicks.
Absolutely. Listen, that's my mantra. Chicks before dicks.
And Jennifer, I felt like you didn't disappear when you were married to Eric.
No,
she was still. We stayed in touch. Mm-hmm. We would get together when I go to New York. You know, we still had a relationship.
He wasn't Mr. Right. You wait till she gets to Mr. Right. Let's see where that relationship go.
No. I promise you, I'm gonna still be out here popping.
I thought the same thing.
You know,
I did. I promise you, I did.
And I knew. Well, I found Mr. Right, and I definitely have remained Miss Independent.
Let me just tell you how she keeps her connections. She found Mr. Right, and I didn't even get an invite to the wedding. Both of them. I'm just saying. So all that preaching you doing over there about that's back with your chicks. I didn't look. From what I understood, it was only Damon's friends at the
time. You're wrong. Sherry was there. That was when you was living in Jersey and couldn't nobody even call the house.
Like, you came to Jersey and visit. I did.
All right. Well, Jennifer, I will tell you that this notion about Prince Charming, as April said, is very real.
Yes.
Because two of your favorite Friday night girlfriends happen to have found their own.
Look at my baby.
Oh, and that picture was in Shanghai. I'm so tired of Shanghai. Baby, come home, please.
He over there getting his man wax for you.
He will be out Saturday. Hi, baby. Hurry home. One more week. I will see you in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Yay. Well, ladies, it has been another fabulous night with all of you. I'm going to say, April, why don't you close out with some advice for Jennifer about finding Mr. Right.
I think Jennifer should hang up the towel with trying to find Mr. Right and rely solely on Diane and I, because we know what Mr. Right looks like. We have Prince Charming, see? So I think she should really just, you know, sit back for a minute. Not that you've been doing things wrong, but sometimes God brings people in your life to help you get things right. Mm-hmm. And so I'd rather take the wisdom from two women that feel like, and publicly, we have Mr. Right. It's not that we're just saying, hey, Mr. Right. And then you'd be like, girl, your math ain't adding up. But we found good men. And so I think it would be wise to just allow us to be girlfriends to you and to help you with this journey.
Yeah. Aww. And how can people keep up with you?
You can keep up with me at I Am April Daniels across all social media platforms. Mm-hmm.
And Miss Jennifer.
You can find me at I Am Jennifer on Twitter and JenniferWilliams17. And I just want to say I'm so excited about possibly finding my Prince Charming.
I'm excited.
Yes. So, ladies, for everybody out there that is kissing lots of frogs, I would just tell you that it is all part of the journey.
Yes.
You just have to realize that on your journey, the reason there are so many frogs is because God is preparing you to receive the great man that he has there waiting for you. Because while he's preparing he is also preparing them. You can keep up with me at I Am Diane Valentine. And we also want to ask one more favor. We need you guys to go to iTunes.
Yes.
Well, I want you to search for Just Saying. And please give us some feedback. Leave us some comments. We want to hear from you. We want to make sure that what we are doing is something that you all enjoy. So stay tuned for our live dating show of Fix Up Jennifer.
Lord.
We're going to make an announcement very soon. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. We'll see you next week. Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.